Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another program on Wednesday night, January 5th, is the date, 2011. So we're the first week here in January. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do a clearing for, let's see here. Let's do a timeline crash for an emotional issue. And let's see here. I'll see what we can figure out here. Let's do an emotional issue for, in fact, Sylvia, you out there? Do you have an issue you might want to bring forth here that comes to mind?
Oh, boy, let's see, an emotional issue maybe having to do with relationships, you know, in the workplace. People tend to have
okay.
that kind of trouble.
Okay, that sounds good. Workplace relationships.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. So one, two, three, four, oh, boy, five, six, seven. I'm getting hot. Eight, nine, and ten. And again, this could be your coworker, everybody, as you get off the timeline. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, oh, wait, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that kind of comes to mind here. What if one of your coworkers happens to be a clone and they're on your timeline? Normally, these are strictly humans. So let's try a coworker, and it may you might feel energy, you may not, but they could still be on a timeline that you're experiencing. So let's just be a clone relationship. Let's just use that. Keep it open. A clone relationship timeline crash. This should be very interesting. So you might actually see a person's face as we do this as you leave them and they leave you. So here we go. We'll see what we get on the fast chat here. So one, open up a can of worms here. Two, three, four, oh man, five, six, seven. These are the clones on your timeline of relationship. Eight, nine, and ten. Getting a stomach ache here. Somebody out there must be hooked up. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh man, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, oh man, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what you guys feel out there. So, Sylvia, if you're doing okay, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, let's see. We have someone on the fast chat who typed in overwhelm life stresses. So maybe they're requesting some timeline crash for that. I don't know if that's something you want to get into.
Yeah, I'll do one of those here. This is all that I'll do, though. So it'll be three timeline crashes here. So that's all that I can do tonight for everybody. So here we go. This is a emotional issue of being overwhelmed on a timeline. Remember, you could have 20 of these timelines. This is just one of them. Your spirit is choosing which one to release. So here we go. Timeline crash for being overwhelmed. So, one, remember these timelines don't crash necessarily when I'm done with the clearing. They still could be going on. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Starting again here, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So these timeline crashes could be working for probably maybe an hour or so. So you may not feel completely centered as these timeline crashes occur, and then when they're all done, you're going to be feeling much better. So if you do feel a little out of whack or something, that's because these are still in effect happening as you get taken away from the timeline, okay? So let's I'll just talk about the timeline crashes. So the timeline crashes, if you put an emotional issue in, you want to probably crash at least 10 of those, and maybe even 20. See how your body's doing. I'd recommend, you know, doing at least 10. Five probably would not be good enough. 20 might be, you know, much better. And then after that, you know, you more than likely want to do the space-time crash, the same amount of time as a timeline crash, whatever that would be, the amount of times that you went in there. And after you do that, then to self-empower yourself, go into the psychic billboard, because a psychic billboard is going to be relating to your timeline crash. Remember, that issue, the emotional issue on the timeline crash, is also going to be on your psychic billboard. So once you clean that out, your billboard is probably going to be cleared of that particular issue that you're dealing with. Now, it may not be. So just type it into the psychic billboard for where you are now with an issue, and then change it to what you want to have happening. So you go from a negative situation to a positive one. So on the psychic billboard, you're actually working with much like a computer program, okay? And the computer program just is running your life. It doesn't have any actual emotional energy to it. It's just a program that the dark side has put on you, connected to your natal chart. So we're just going into the program, just like you do, you know, like on your computer. And you're able to eliminate maybe a program, and then you can reinstate one again for what you want to have happen. Well, you don't have to put it in at all. But normally you'd want to reinstate something because you want to bring something together in your life that's more positive than the last one. So normally when you're doing the psychic billboard clearing, you have an issue that you're dealing with and you want to not be there any longer. And you probably want to bring the opposite of that to you. This is why it's so beneficial. So you're able to go into a program and change it for yourself. And that program is what everybody else reads. So the timeline crash can get you out of that particular situation. And it depends how many timelines you're on. Naturally, if you have 200 timelines on one issue and you only do 10 of those, there's going to be more left over. But at least you're having to start at it. And then reprogram, you know, your psychic billboard to bring forth what you want to have happen in your life. And by all means, you must check it probably every couple of days or so. I wouldn't go without checking it every 3 days. Tune into yourself, ask your friends how your energy system has changed, because you are changing the reality that people see you in and what they read you with. So that's kind of the way it works. If you're having trouble like we did here earlier about relationships, we'll say, with coworkers or something, then you want to change your billboard. Do the timeline crashes on that. And then put in that you would like to have harmonious relationships with your coworkers, okay? Or that you have no friction with them. Remember, it all depends what you're doing and what's on your billboard. They may be reading that, bringing forth something to you because you're transmitting something to them. And you may not even know what you're transmitting. But do put in something positive so that they may like you, okay? But if you do tune in, you're going to find out what they're reading on you and then change it. So you want to change your psychic billboard probably every 2 to 3 days to stay current, and that will help you out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. I'll just read a few of the comments from the fast chat. So a few people said that they had been having some issues at work and that was helping. And we have some questions, like Elliot is asking, can I put more than a single issue in timeline crash menu bar?
On the page that you're on, no. Okay, you can only put one issue in that box, okay, one emotional issue that you're dealing with. Now, you can, if you feel brave, you know, go and do 4 particular screens on your computer, okay, and do 4 issues. I would probably stick with the same issue, doing it 4 times. Remember, your body is going to be going through this issue of being bounced off timelines. So, you know, if you're a real sensitive person, by putting 4 on there, you might be whacked out because you're being transferred from one timeline to the next until you come back here. This is why the timeline crashings take so long. So it's not that, you don't want to put more than one issue per clearing page, okay? And remember, this clearing is very heavy duty. So you don't want to take it lightly, thinking that you can save time by doing a bunch at one time, because you may not feel centered at all. You might even get dizzy. You could feel nauseated. You know, all different things could happen because you are being crashed. And don't do it when you're driving or anything else. You must be in front of your computer. And after you do whatever you do on those, if you do 10 of them, then go in and do 10 of the space-time clearings. And then after that, you should be cleared out pretty well with this, because the space one brings you back in from the beyond, floating in space someplace, back here, and then do, you know, your billboard, psychic billboard, because this will help you out immensely. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and let's see, we have a question from Tina. Solar eclipse, time passing too quickly. Broken New Year's resolution. So I'm not sure if she was asking for healings on that or just wanted to talk about what happened with that whole solar eclipse and is time passing too quickly?
Boy, I don't know. Nothing that happens with the planets actually affect me, so it makes no difference to me what they're doing, because I've had clearings to get those off of me, especially the planetary clearings. So I don't relate to any kind of planet energies. I can look up at the stars, and I can just watch them twinkle. I can look at the moon. It's just something that's there. I see it as not being real, so that's what I look at it as, just something that's up there like a spotlight. That's from my own way of looking at it. But I have no energy at all, and no energy from these things affect me whatsoever. So it doesn't matter what's happening out there, I'm unaffected by that completely. So that's kind of how I could mention that for myself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, next question we have here is from Elliot. Ron, are you coming to the New Life Expo in New York in March?
Yes, I'll be there. Yeah, that's, I think, the second weekend, I believe, or third weekend in March. Let me pull up my calendar here. I will be coming there with the Light Infusion Chamber. Yeah, in New York, New Life Expo, I think, is the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So I will be there. So, yes. Hope
okay.
to see you, Elliot. So tell all your friends about us, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah, definitely. You want to get there and get in the light chamber. Let's see. Tina is mentioning something about please provide a password for the free 2-week psychic billboard as stated on January 1st.
That one is already passed, so I'll have to connect with you if you're on the call, because that started at that was a clearing that I gave people who was on that call, and they had 2 week or 1 week on that call to do that. So it went off completely because it was designed strictly for people to get on it instantly for 1 week. So if you didn't get on it, you have to probably send me an email so I can maybe help you out with that. But that's what it was designed for. It was a 1 week call at the time of the you know, clearing, which was on a Sunday, to do that clearing for you for 1 week. It wasn't like, you know, designed to be made or to be used 2 weeks after that call or 3 weeks or a month later. It was to augment that clearing that we did on Sunday. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. And then, let's see, Ma is saying, I'm doing the spirit barcode right now. Is that okay?
Yes, no problem whatsoever. Just do that. You can be on it during the program here. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, great. Peace is asking, can the aliens use hospitals to experiment on the patients?
Okay, different ways of looking at that. So remember, if you're in this timeline, are aliens in the doctors, okay? Do they come into the doctors to experiment with you? That's like entities. So yes, of course. Remember, who was in that body of the doctor when they see you? Or in the nurse, okay? Or what is in the body? Does a shapeshifter come forward? You know, yes, and that's true of life anywhere, not just in hospitals. So who are you connecting with, talking to, and what's in that body that you may not understand? So you need to connect, you know, with that. Typically, I would say entities who want to become doctors will come into doctors, you know, because that's maybe a very high prestigious place to be. You know, as a entity, you know, I can talk about John of God. He has entities that come into him doing his clearings. These are probably, from what he stated, doctors from past lives, which are ghosts, that come to him, and they operate on people. Okay? So, you know, it's up to you if you want an entity to work with you. And he has had some success, so I can say that. But for myself, I would not want to have an entity working with me, because is the entity going to cause you harm or not? You know, but that's up to you. You have to ask your spirit if you want to be operated on or worked with an entity. That can be true with anything. Dentist, it could be anybody that you work with. Maybe you're doing something completely unrelated. You want that entity to, let's say that you go to a restaurant, right? Do you want an entity preparing your food, which could be an alien? Do you want, something in that body that's giving off a low vibratory rate in your food as you have your food prepared for you? Mm-hmm. And what are they doing to you? And then also, what did the entity actually physically die from, okay? Did they die of cancer? Are they bringing in cancer energy into the person preparing your food? You know, you have to really look at this, you know, completely different here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, this is a question here on the fast chat from Chile. If you have a dark practitioner messing with you, can you do timeline crash?
If you have a dark practitioner, yeah, I'm trying to think here. I would go into the dark side practitioner clearing if you know that that's the fact. So a timeline crash, if you're asking can you do a timeline crash for a dark side practitioner, remember the timeline crash is designed for emotional issues. So, yes, you could probably enter into that an emotional issue that the dark side practitioner is doing for you, then maybe they're causing you stomach pain. Maybe they have a little doll that looks like you with your hair on it, you know? Who knows, you know? You've all seen movies. And this doll, now they're poking pins into the stomach. So you can say, yeah, I want to clear out energies that are an emotional issue, or it could also be physical, but always work with the emotional one first. So if you have a stomach ache and you think it is from a dark side practitioner, yeah, you can crash that timeline to help you out. But always first, try to think of an emotional issue, because the physical issue follows the emotional one. And sometimes just by clearing away if you go to the physical aspect of that, it may not work completely because the emotional part's still there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so, you know, a few minutes ago, Ron, you were talking about, I think somebody had asked for that timeline crash for overwhelm and stress. Could you also talk about the overwhelm clearing that people can do?
Yeah, the overwhelm clearing is free on the website. Just go in there and, you know, get in there and experience that clearing. And just see how you're doing with it. It will work for you, and it works in the now, and so it will take away your now overwhelmingness, okay? Now, if you have many of those, you know, it's only going to take away the one that's most affecting you right now. That's the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So this is probably almost exactly like another question someone asked a few minutes ago, but I'll just ask it anyway. So this is from Tina regarding timelines, and can I put similar issues at once, like domination and control?
Well, the two different issues. I would probably say no, because there are two different issues along a timeline. Remember, the aliens use letters and words and numbers to connect to you, okay? And you need to work with the issue with the letters and numbers, whatever that would be, to work with that. So that's two different venues completely. So I would just strictly use one. This is why we, you know, on the NATO chart, this is what you put in there, is different controlling aspects that you're connected to. So the energy, I would say no, only do one at a time. You know, you could probably run it at night maybe if you wish to, you know, if you have time, or just get, you know, it's very hard to say. You know, I would not do two separate issues at once. Just do one, but you can do them, you know, maybe on four screens if your body is going to be able to support the timeline crashes. Like I said, if you're very sensitive, a timeline crash, just having one, might put you into a tailspin for an hour. Just think if you had four of those. So everybody's a little different. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, if anyone has any other questions, please go ahead and type them into the fast chat. And in the meantime, since we're at the beginning of the year here, you want to take a couple minutes and go over, you know, the January calendar of upcoming clearings and special events and conference calls?
Sure. So this weekend we're having our 4-hour. We sent out an email again today. Also, you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, and get into it that way too. So we're doing our Saturday call coming up at 1 o'clock PST. It's a 4-hour conference call. So we have 3 hours of clearing, a healing, and 1 hour of water activation. So the water activation is always the last hour of the conference call. So if you happen to be absentee and you just can't get on, by all means, attempt to get on the last hour so you can do your water charging. And what you want to get is seven containers of water. Mark them 1 through 7. Most people normally get at least a half a gallon to a gallon, okay? So you get 7 of those, and naturally they're going to be kind of heavy. So you may want to just line them up on your table or on a counter where you can just go to them, put your chair in front, and just put your hands on each side of them. And mark them 1 through 7. And the first one that we'll be doing will be activated for Sunday, the day after we're doing this here. And then each one works in consecutive order. If you have extra water left over for a particular day and you don't want to drink all of it, then, you know, put it into a foot bath or your bathtub or something and enjoy the water that way. So that's that call. It's a four-hour call on this coming Saturday. And then we have three consecutive eight-hour calls following this call on Sunday. So the following Sundays, the date would be the 9th, 16th, and 23rd. And this is for your physical body rejuvenation, where we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms out of us. And a lot of people have benefited greatly. If you're a first-time listener, then just go to the website again, creationlightship.com. And you can also click on the Lightship insignia, and it'll bring you right to the website, too, on the BBS page here. But on the very top, there's a drop-down box, and we have two shows that say Alien on it. And just listen to those, and you can feel these energies leave you. So we work with a lot of energies that are causing you harm. You can also, on the website, if you want to also feel something, I'm just pulling it up right here. You can go to, so I'm coming down here on my website here. Let's see here. I'll just list off the free clearing. So we have the Instant Help Now, and that's designed if you have something that's going on with you that is all of a sudden out of the blue, something happens. Maybe your dog or cat has a problem, somebody calls you, maybe a loved one's in the hospital all of a sudden, maybe something happens to you. So that's what the Instant Help Now is. The next one is Be Here Now. That's a very good clearing to do. These are all free. And Be Here in the Now brings your body and spirit back into this timeline that you're living on this moment. Remember, the dark side takes you on many other timelines, but this is the Earth timeline. Then we have, like we said earlier, the being overwhelmed clearing. That one's free. So that's if you're overwhelmed with something. And we have a loneliness clearing. If you feel lonely, betrayed or something, or, you know, kind of funky, you can get on that one. And then we have the human animal darkness to light. So this one's kind of comical for some people, but they love it. So this is designed for what we call the Antichrist energy. People or animals, remember, an animal could bite you. They could be possessed by something instantly. We've all heard of maybe dogs that were really friendly, then all of a sudden they bit somebody. Well, that probably got possessed by an entity. Could be anything. Could be a human in that dog, and then that happens, and the dog bit somebody, then the entity leaves. So you want to get rid of that energy, and it could stay in that animal. So this is for mean and evil people, you know, negative people, dark side, rude, aggressive, violent. And so you may all know at least one or two people in your life that this healing could help out. So what does this healing do? It will bring energy to the person and give them more light energy into their body, releasing some of this stuff from them, okay? It's not going to come through there and reprimand the person, because a lot of times the bodies are clueless. Remember, you're clueless to what's happening sometimes. So it gets rid of these entities, gets rid of this stuff, so it can help the person out a lot. And even put your own name in there. You know, I would do it every day. You might start to feel yourself changing who you are. You might become more peaceful. So that's what that clearing is for. Alien life form, darkness to light. So what that does, that's alien things that's living inside of you. These are typical shapeshifters, or it could be something else. Now, this is designed for people who feel an alien attack going on, possibly. Maybe you don't feel right one day. Maybe you feel something squirming inside of you. Go on to this clearing, and it will be released. It will help you out immensely. So this is what it's for. These are alien energies that should not be inside of your body, and it brings them into the light. It's a way they can come into the light because they have no other way of doing it. The next one is a pain release. That's also free. So if you have any pain in your body, go on to that location. And now we have orb clearing. So remember, the orbs also are energies that we have found out on this program here, that the orbs are not really friendly to humans. So go on that in case you're wondering. You know, most people see the orbs as a smiley face, we'll say. And once you get an orb clearing sample, you realize that, yeah, these things are here, and I see them myself connected to the jellyfish energy that sits on the top of your head. And these orbs are like little scouts that move around to get information, collect it, and they're from the jellyfish energies. So do an orb clearing, just see what you think of that. Naturally, all the information out there, except for what I'm probably saying here, is that orbs are very nice and wonderful, and people like seeing them buzzing around in their photographs. Well, hello. Once you do the clearing, you may get a different perspective on that. And then the next clearing here is auric field protection, and that you can also do when you're doing the timeline. So that's fine. You can do the auric field protection to help you out with that. You can do the Be Here Now clearing, and that one will work also. If you happen to be on the alien attack page, you can do that too. Anything that helps you out in the present moment to get the aliens off of you, you can also do because you're doing the timelines along with that. No problem whatsoever. But don't do any other clearings with that because it's going to be too hard on you. So, you know, don't do an emotional clearing or anything like that or something that deals with stress. Just do these clearings here, which are designed for aliens to get off of you. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia.
All righty. So, let's see here. Pete from Australia is asking, how long could we safely delay between the timeline crash and space-time clearing?
That's kind of up to you. Ask your spirit. Remember, you're already out there in the beyondo, probably floating around. And so, you know, I don't know. For myself, I would probably attempt to do it the same day, okay? But, you know, you still are out there. Maybe you got disconnected from a timeline by accident. Maybe the aliens didn't like you and they kicked you off, right? And you're out there for the last 20 years floating around in space. And you're wondering why you're not getting healing because that part of you is out there just floating around, not being returned to you. So that's another way of looking at it. So I would probably do it at least the day afterwards. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. There was a question, and it just jumped off of my screen, so I'm going to go into the archives. I think it was... If you could explain the sin and symbols clearing.
Okay, the symbols clearing?
Yeah.
Okay, with symbols, what we have is probably signs and symbols, okay? So these are things, energies that you probably have worked with in the past. And so we have different ways that the aliens connect to us, and that is one way. Let's just say that you're wearing a tattoo, okay? Now, what does that tattoo mean to you? And also, why was that tattoo brought here by the aliens to have it put on you? Okay, what's connected to that? Let's say that you're wearing a pendant around your neck. We'll just say you're wearing one of those pentagrams, right? A lot of people wear them. And so what does that mean? What alien connection is there to that? So you have to realize that these signs and symbols deal with energies that are alien, and when you connect to them, they're a way that they can transmit energy to you, just like a little antenna. So you got to realize what's happening. There are a lot of people who have bought pendants in the past. I guess the main reason why people think that pendants work or that they buy them is because of EMF radiation. So do they really work? Well, I don't know. You know, I would say possibly not. People do muscle testing. And so what's in your body doing the muscle testing, right? Maybe, you know, muscle testing is not 100% valid. Some people might disagree with me on that, but if you got an entity in your body, it may make the muscle testing valid. Very possibly, since the person doing the muscle testing may wish to find a result in your body. So maybe entities hop into you because that person wants to validate that their product works for you. Okay, so that you have to judge for yourself, okay? I'm not saying that muscle testing is not valid. I'm just saying, what is controlling that? Is your body really controlling it? And who's in your body? If something's in your body that's alien, then it's not your body controlling you. You're controlling the particular energetics that you want to have brought forth, okay? So it's up to you to discern that. But pendants, typically, that are energized by someone or something, okay, have an agenda because it's judgment energy. Remember, the reason why we have a natal chart clearing is to clear away the letters and numbers. So when you attempt to input mind energy into anything, then you have judgment there. Remember, it's a mind energy. So a lot of people say this pendant is good for, like, love. This pendant is good for money. You know, what is that? That's all mind energy. The source energy does not energize anything that doesn't have peace energy with it. So you can bring forth energies that work with peace energy, and it will tend to help you out with it until you grow into that energy. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You want to have the heart energy do the energizing, not the mind energy. And you definitely don't want to have aliens program something for you, because then you're going to have big problems, because you already have big problems. This is why we're taking away the timelines. So you could have pendants being activated by a timeline, and you're wearing it around your neck wondering why your life's not getting better, because you have this little energy system on you that's controlled by the aliens, and it's always with you. So you might want to do a timeline crash for an issue just with your pendant. Put the pendant name on there, which would be yours, but put your pendant, whatever it's called, your love pendant, and crash a timeline on it. See if it affects you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so Gail is asking, what do you mean by natal chart?
Okay, the natal chart is what you're born into. Like the song from Creedence Clearwater, Born Under a Bad Sign. When you're born, the aliens connect to you your whole life path. And this is your horoscope. Remember, you go to the newspaper every day to see how this external force around you is going to control your life. And they normally don't put in the negative things. They try to make it the positive. But remember, since you're dealing with duality, there's always a negative there. And I'm sure if they had people writing in the horoscope what negative effects you're going to be dealing with, they probably would not post them in the newspaper, okay? So most of them are all positive because you're trying to figure out a positive thing happening to you, but that's your natal chart. Your natal chart is when you're born, and also in there is when you're dying. This is the mind control from the aliens affecting your consciousness of mind, your mind energy, how, you know, what's being transmitted to that to give you your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are not your own typically. They're from the aliens. And it also controls your body. So it's mind and body. Remember, on the three different words that you may have run across, body, mind, and spirit, the body is positive. The spirit is positive, but the mind is negative. Mind is collective consciousness. Okay, universal mind. All of that stuff is the aliens connecting to you and your thoughts. This is why you want to become heart-centered, to get out of the timeline. The timelines are what they bring you into with mind. So you're in time when you're dealing with the mind energy, and that's the darkness. So they're all the same to me. You can put one equals the other. And most people, when you hear them on the lecture circuit, they always put in mind along with spirit. And, they're giving two different dualities there. So that's the problem when you listen to somebody. You know, always tune in and see if they use the word mind in the same sentence or paragraph, we'll say, when they're talking about the light. They all bring in mind, because they think mind is the mind of God, which is true. That is the aliens. God equals aliens, okay? So you're dealing with the energy of the aliens that brought in religions here, and we call that God energy. You don't want to have the aliens controlling you. There's plenty of movies out there talking about aliens and how they brought the religious teachings here, and everybody follows that. And just think of the sacrifices of people that who didn't believe a certain way, and they got killed because the aliens wanted to kill them through the people. So one of the questions earlier was, you know, about doctors, etc. Well, what if aliens came into a race of people and they started terminating everybody? Well, we have wars that way. That's what the wars were in World War II. The aliens from the Germans that created the German race came in, and the aliens from the Japanese came in. They used the mind control from each race in your DNA, got them together to take over the world. So that was an alien war that was brought down here to cause the people here to be exterminated, okay? So those aliens of those two races wanted to do a population, genocide of these other people who lived here. The alien races did that. So what we're going to do now is, to help everybody out, let's bring in the star of Bethlehem. Remember, your horoscope is what you are being controlled by. So this is what I think the question initially a while back here was about. So, yes, you are controlled by that energy. That's why you want to do a natal chart removal to get these energies out of you. Your name, your address, your phone number, your nickname, your birth name, whatever that is, your nickname, all these are energies that the aliens control you with, because they can tag you with that. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here. So we're going to bring in the Star of Bethlehem to clean out the negativity around you. This is the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet ship, and you should feel the energy in your room get uplifted very nicely. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have Pete from Australia. My fast chat just blanked out. Wait for it to refresh. I think Marcy is asking, she feels like she's having some trouble. She's asking if you think her appendix is about to explode.
That I don't deal with.
Yeah.
So go on and do the emergency clearing and see if that helps you. I don't predict or look at things like that. I can't do that. Sorry, Marcy.
Yeah, that's probably something you want to have checked out. Let's see, who's next here? Bruce is asking if you can do a healing on our organs and systems down to a cellular level.
Well, not on this program, no. Could it be done? Yes. Get on the 8-hour calls on Sundays, because that will help you out a lot. It does get the aliens out of your cells. This is what it's for. And it brings back the energies that the aliens have stole from you, your spirit parts. Your spirit, remember, your spirit has body parts just like you have, you know, internal organs. So the aliens can take away part of your spirit out of an organ and steal that. And the light ship looks for it, along with your physical part, it looks for it too. So it's spirit and body clearing. So this is why these 8-hour calls are so beneficial, along with having the alien life forms that are inside of you released too. Remember, many things happen when you're in quarantine. This is a call where you're in quarantine outside of the light ship, because you cannot have yourself go to the light ship where you're contaminated. And the contamination is because the aliens bring in these negative energies. And to them, it's just not a negative energy. It's who they are. But it wasn't created by the light. So anything that's of non-light is what the light ship cannot have aboard. But it does bring back and look for the parts of you that was stolen by the aliens. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so not seeing any more questions right at the moment here. So maybe you can also just mention about the conference calls that are just the one-hour ones for people. Those are great, too, because if you're able to go on those consistently, then you have that regular lightship healing. So it's great to be able to just go throughout the week that way.
Yeah, we have one-hour conference calls. We just did one today. It is over an hour, but we did water charging for 7 containers of water with a half-an-hour healing session. And that was today that we did on Wednesdays, Mondays, and Fridays. The cost is $20 for a one-hour healing session. So if you're listening for the first time and you have maybe a physical condition, by all means, try that call. It might help you. You know, if you really have a problem, then you can go into the body rejuvenation on the website, too. That may help you out. I think it's $120 for the month to work on an issue that you're dealing with also. This is, like, say that you have, like Marcy said, maybe is she having appendicitis or something or whatever. Well, you could go on there, and it might help you because it goes through your whole different body system, and that would be a good thing to do. I put that up for people who maybe, we'll say they broke their arm or something or have a problem, and they want to go further into their healing mode to bring forth light into their situation. Otherwise, your body is going to be working with that. And how much spirit energy do you have in your body? Do you only have, you know, 10%? Well, that's not very much to heal you. You know, so when you go on this particular healing, then the light ship works with you and brings in a much more energy than that to help you have a healing, because you're requesting that and you're doing this call. That's why that's on the website. But by all means, go on the, you know, the calls this weekend if you can. And also what I will say is that I'll be in Los Angeles next month, and it's the Conscious Life Expo. So by all means, if you're around Los Angeles or if you want to fly in or something, I'll be there. It's at the Hilton, yeah, LAX Hilton. And that expo is going to be the 14th, 15th, and 16th. No, I got to get my calendar up here, yeah. 11th, 12th, and 13th of next month. And it'll be just a wonderful event. We'll have the light infusion chamber there. And by all means, come. I'll be on a panel, Ascension panel on Sunday, and then I have 2 lectures, one on Friday, one on Saturday. So I'll just say blessings to all of you right now, because our time, I think, is coming to a close, but we've gone a little bit late. Maybe we can go for another 2 minutes, Sylvia. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, it looks like we just have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
We'll pick up a couple more questions from the fast chat. Elliot is asking if the online clearing is extended from 15 minutes to 24 hours, is it more effective?
What clearing is that again?
Online clearing
is extended from 15 to 2. Is it more effective? Well, you're going to get more energy, yes, okay. So that would be a yes, okay. It depends what you need, what you want. So some people go on the alien attack page and they put it up for 8 hours during the night so they can have peaceful sleep. So, yes, it would work. It's up to you how far you want to go with it, okay?
Okay, great. So
free choice, free will.
Yeah. And speaking of that, maybe we can do something just really nice for closing this program today and, bring in some beautiful divine energies to the light being and also some peace energy for everyone for their good sleep tonight.
Okay, so bring in some peace energy here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and it looks like Elliot's asking with a timeline crash or billboard. Can you have it on longer? You have to go through each individual clearing. So to do one timeline crash for 24 hours, no. If you want to do 20 of those, then you have to stay at your computer and click the drop-down box, and each one is 15 minutes. So you can do it as long as you wish. Just know that your body is going to go through a reaction on it. So, that's up to you how many you wish to do in one setting. And you might feel great, after doing 10 of those if you have an issue. But always ask your body how much more you need and be consciously aware of your body, because it may be going through a situation, that as you have a timeline crash, remember, just because you have one or two timelines and they're very gentle, it doesn't mean that the third one is going to be gentle too, okay? So, you want to go into it in the moment and see how your body's feeling. Remember, there's no shortcut to this here, and you can't take it lightly because you could put an issue in that could really, maybe give you a stomach ache or something. And maybe you did a bunch of them and you felt fine and you got upon one with an emotional issue and it's starting to, have an effect on you because it's really a big issue. So, it will change and also do the space-time crash. So here's more peace energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. And we have the mind to heart drop on the website too, I believe, in the center on the drop-down box. So do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So the sessions that we're having, you can get 28 hours of healing for $200. That's for all the calls that we have, which is this coming Saturday and three consecutive Sundays after that. If you have a spouse or somebody living with you, they're half price, and that could be also maybe you might have a child at home, maybe at 21 or something, still living there. They're half price too. If they're under 18 going to school, then they're free. And so are your animals and pets. So this is the way it works. So it's a very nice way to maybe even give somebody a gift if you wish. So here we go. Again, I'll bring in some peace energy. And that'll be this weekend. You can register if you don't have an email from us. Just go online, top of the page, Creation Lightship Healing there. And there's information there about getting on the calls. So here we go. More peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, if you haven't sampled the online healings for those alien parasitic life forms, go to that drop-down box, top of the website, and just see how you feel afterwards. It'll be very surprising to you if you haven't had that experience yet. So, Sylvia, thank you for being on tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you, and thank everyone for coming on and asking all the great questions, and look forward to seeing you all next time.
Yep, and Friday is our Station 2 program, and at 8 o'clock we'll be doing the Q&A again on a conference line for about 1 hour, so you can come on there. We get the people back east talking first with questions, so don't be shy. Come on to it, and you may learn a lot. Every time it's very interesting, so we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, and enjoy the peace energy through the light beam. Bye, everyone.
Good night, everyone.